We are still digesting the 2023 budget tabled by Finance Minister Peter Bethenfalvy yesterday at Queen's Park. There's a lot to go through. I was just going through the Ontario government's website with their highlights of the budget. Ontario, building Ontario's economy for today and tomorrow, building highways, transit, infrastructure projects, working for workers by investing in the Skills Development Fund and keeping your costs down, applauding them for not raising any taxes here, and then another category of better services for you. So that's looking at extending what pharmacists can prescribe, looking at improving the healthcare workforce in many ways, but not repealing Bill 124. But even in these highlighted, slick headlines, there isn't the word education. And so are you concerned about how the province plans to spend your money on education? Are you concerned we're not spending enough? Because there are those who are flagging that there was not enough money spent on education previously. And there could be $47 million that was cut in the budget that will not ever return under the banner of education. Could that lead to layoffs in education? Joining us live to react to the budget and maybe what's missing in it, we welcome back to The Rush here OSSTF's president, Karen Littlewood. Hi, Karen.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
I appreciate you making time. I should say it's the Ontario Secondary School Teachers Federation president, for everyone who doesn't know what OSSTF stands for. Your thoughts 24 hours later.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Characterized as what's missing, there's a lot that's missing. There was 18% of the budget that was dedicated to education in 2019. It's down to 17% now. You know, that doesn't seem like a lot, but $2 billion of those dollars came from the federal government for childcare. These are massive cuts, and school boards are going to be struggling to make ends meet, to be able to have a budget that's going to be balanced. What happens, though, is the students end up suffering. We look at programming, we look at courses. We look at the adults who need to be in the building, the mental health workers, the child and youth workers, the secretaries and custodians. Where does the money come from that when we have a government that is not investing in education? And they're certainly not. It seems to us that it's a deliberate omission on their part.
Yeah. And so how do you make sense of it? Can you describe the conditions in our schools since 2019 when we had fewer dollars?
Yeah, so, okay, there's a number of things there. How do I make sense of it? Well, I heard lots of talk about private unions yesterday and investing in them. I didn't hear anything about the public sector and in particular education, so that's a problem. 2019 was challenging and the government was looking to increase class sizes, which would have reduced the support. Now, what we have is a workforce that are leaving education because the working conditions are really incredibly challenging. There are 40,000 qualified teachers in the province of Ontario, members of the College of Teachers who are not working in education. So what does that say? It says that it's not an inviting place to work right now. Mental health workers, child and youth workers, they're going to work somewhere else because they're not getting the support that they need. And really what we feel as the people working in education is we're not serving the needs of the students. And that's the hardest thing, to know that you could be doing more if the government were going to commit and dedicate funds for this, but instead they're cutting.
What frustrates me is when there's violence on school property, maybe even reports of a gun, and we start talking about bringing cops into school. And that costs a lot of money. And yeah, we know that it impacts certain students in certain parts of Toronto negatively. And that matters. And that's why we got rid of the SRO program. If we funded education and put more money towards staffing, do you think our schools would be safer?
Well, of course, if we were funding education all the way through the system, you know, the road trip story that the minister told yesterday was lovely, but I'd rather hear the story of the student that enters junior kindergarten that has an early childhood educator, that class sizes are manageable. They go through the junior grades, and if they need other supports and services, they're there. That we're looking at the equity of education, that this should be the great equalizer. This is where we can identify if there are needs. It's where we can be providing supports. We can't do any of that when we don't have the money for the system, and when we're continually facing cuts, and that's all that's happened with the Ford government as long as they've been in power.
Why do you think that is?
Well, you know, I go back to those private unions, and they probably, for the most part, had endorsed the Ford government going forward. We had not, but that shouldn't matter. What we should be looking at is what's best for the province. It shouldn't be like this in a prosperous province like Ontario. It shouldn't be, you know, I do a favor for you and you do a favor for me. We should be looking at the future of the province and students and what they need going forward and be funding it appropriately.
Do you have the ear of the province, of the Ministry of Education?
Well, I shook the minister's hand yesterday when I got to Queen's Park, so the Minister of Education, but we're not meeting. We're not, you know, we only have two bargaining dates in March. We have two bargaining dates in April. There's not a whole lot going on, and we're certainly not consulted when there are changes to the curriculum or changes that have recently come out about tech courses. Those types of things we find out when everybody else does. And wouldn't you want to be consulting with the people working in education who know the system?
Yeah, I'm happy to offer the next 3 minutes, Karen, to the Ministry of Education if you have anything to say to them. If you had a few minutes of their attention, what would you say in response to the budget?
So, okay, in response to the budget, but in particular, we sent a letter to the Minister of Education about a month ago, and we were looking at how we can work together with the government to address the violence in the schools, because violence in the schools is not new. It's not a Toronto thing. It's not a high school thing. This is across the province that we have incidents that are occurring, and we've got to be able to address it. And again, if we were able to come together and have an action table with community supports, with stakeholders, with, you know, other groups that know education as well, I'm sure we could come to some really great solutions here. But what's happening is we're basically being told by the government, you figure it out. Here's less money than you had last year. You figure it out and make it work. And what's happening then is the system, we lose staff members who are valuable to the system, but more importantly, these are permanent implications for the students of Ontario, and that's so unfair.
How much would you need to turn things around or to at least improve conditions for students?
Well, we have to look at actually even breaking even, because what's been happening is the government's been shortchanging the students of the province, and they've been underspending. There was $2 billion that came from the feds for COVID protections. The government didn't spend that. What happened is boards went into their reserves, and they knew there needed to be more protections in the schools for COVID to keep everybody safe, and they were spending money there. So, you know, we're not even breaking even yet, and yet the government is building up a lovely contingency fund. Why aren't we spending that money to ensure the prosperity of the province going forward by supporting the students of Ontario?
What are you hearing from the public? This government has a large majority, and they didn't campaign on education. So are people in Ontario frustrated? What are you hearing?
Yeah, so, you know, in education, people are frustrated because they know there could be more. They know that there has been more in the past.
Right.
I get that people want to be able to drive on a highway that gets them to work more quickly. But we've also got to make sure that we're building that workforce for tomorrow as well. And what I've been hearing overwhelmingly is this is a budget that's highlighting businesses and highways over people. And you need look no further than the cover of the budget, which is, I believe it's like cranes and a building. I don't see a school there. I don't see any people in that picture. This is what we're prioritizing. And, you know, it's really clear to us what the priorities are of the government, and it's not education.
Yeah, no, I was going over the highlights on the Ontario.ca website, and there isn't anything about education either.
No.
Karen, we appreciate your time on this today, and happy to continue this conversation whenever you have time. Thank you.
For sure. Yeah, no, thanks so much for having me on.
Karen Littlewood is the president of the Ontario Secondary School Teachers Federation, responding and reacting to the budget that was tabled yesterday.